Amanda King was released on $5,000 bond. She did not respond to phone calls from NBC News. King later emailed an apology to a board member saying that she was, quote, only speaking figuratively. Police are investigating the threat.
Just figurative. No problem.
Figuratively. Okay. I don't know what that really means when you threaten me with a gun. I'm pretty sure that somebody's going to react negatively to that. And, you know, that was one of many. We could have had nothing but video clips for you up here, including one where the school board member took out after a parent who was up there speaking. I think it was probably a pretty small school district. You know, he said, I'm not going to sit up here and listen to this dumbass anymore. And he gets up and takes out after him.
That was a quote.
But yeah, but it's not just parents either. I mean, we hear these stories about these groups, the Proud Boys, the Patriots, who are coming and they're using school board meetings as a forum for their own agendas that has nothing to do with student issues. But it is a place for them to be able to get up and speak because we take, at least in Texas, we take all comers within the agenda. So. But we're seeing it in all kinds of things with not just parents. And so what, with all of that in, as a framework in mind, what we wanted to do in our visit with you today was to try to talk about some tips and strategies that might be helpful because I think the topics are going to change. We're going to get through this mask stuff here pretty quick. We're going to get the books figured out. And the CRT, I think, is going to settle down. But there's going to be something that the heightened scrutiny from parents isn't going to change. And I thought that our earlier speaker today, who was talking about some of the things parents are doing, they have become more informed about how to engage processes in the school district, including public comment and grievance procedures and whatever. So we want to look at some tips and strategies to help support our clients so that they can continue to do business and serve students.
Absolutely. We think the topics will change. We also think the strategies will change. We're focusing on board meetings, but we're also observing an uptick in Public Information Act requests. Mm-hmm. We're seeing an interesting number of criminal allegations being made, and that's straight from the top. We got the governor himself threatening to prosecute librarians. So folks are taking
another
their cues. Right. So the folks are taking their cues from this type of speech, and people are threatening additional investigations and other ways of engaging with the public. So we really do have to prepare school boards, especially, I think, school board presidents. Most of them did not know they were signing up for this. Many of them came up through, for instance, the PTA system, and this was not how things were done on the campus level. So they are taken aback by the tenor of the conversation. And so helping them feel prepared in the moment is really important.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, to the extent we're talking about school board meetings, meeting procedures are important. And school boards have those. And I think it's certainly is always time to look at them afresh and make sure that they are sufficient to address the issues that we're seeing. And on agendas, you know, how we talk about what we're going to talk about, our focus has always been is, are we in compliance with the Open Meetings Act? And that certainly still needs to happen. But I think just the specificity of the way you post items can affect how your public comment is going to go. I know we certainly saw that over the last year because parents and other community members were really scrutinizing agendas in ways that they never had before. So when you have those procedures that can help you be able to efficiently handle a meeting. Also, you know, publish them in advance, put them on your website, whatever. We also had a stack of them at the meeting so that parents who don't look at that, or visitors who come could pick up one if they need it. And it goes to all aspects of the procedures deal with all aspects of your meeting, including, you know, selecting a meeting room. We saw, you know, big crowds and some of the things we're going to talk about as we go forward. Problems arose having to do with the meeting room and how the meeting room was there. The other thing, other disruptions, signs and banners. Think about, you know, how you're going to, don't wait until you have a problem with it to decide how you're going to handle it. And I know that our school board meetings, and as I think many do, start with recognitions, and it's a time of celebration for often. And we would let people bring in small signs to say, you know, yay for the librarian or the nurse who got this award or the kid who got this award. But we made clear in our procedures that after that recognition section, that was the only time in which banners and signs that could disrupt and obstruct other people being able to see could be used in the thing. And Joy, your mention of really preparing the board president to be able to manage the meeting is so important, because you want to start from the very beginning. You want to set the stage for control of that meeting, calling to order. Many of you, as we did, have started having your board president make a statement at the outset of the meeting before you ever get into anything that, you know, beyond a welcome that sets expectations for conduct in the meeting. And I think an important comment to make is that you are there for a meeting held in public, and it's not a public meeting, and your participation is going to be limited by how the board says it's going to be limited. So that's very an important way to set the stage for what we hope can be a better